Would you rather have a consistent flow of people in there that'll make you money, or would you just want to be maxed out at peak all the time?
The first option.
First option. Mm-hmm. Because if you're at peak, you're basically just keeping it going the whole time. Right. Like, you got too much going on. You're paying your people the same rate, whether they're running around trying to manage everything or not. You see some of these businesses that come out and they open 5-6 locations at one time. Mm-hmm. Well, it's too big. How you manage all that, mm-hmm. right? So sometimes you got to perfect the processes, the procedures that you got and what you already have, and then you can copy and paste and make some adjustments from there, right?
Right.
An $80,000 truck, 200 of them, they'd be sitting parked on that fence for 11 months out of the year, and you use them for 1 month out of the year. So basically, what you're trying to do is be a waste of money. Taxes, insurance, maintenance. Welcome to Reading the Room. We're here in this space because we're always approached on how do we do everything we do. How did you know that? How did you know you could tell that was going to happen?
So we thought we'd make it a podcast on Reading the Room with our insights and share as we go a little from our past experiences, things we're going through now.
Giving our perspective on certain topics, both professionally and personally, to give you the edge you need to read the room you're in. Hey, everybody. Gerard.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on? Gerard and Sarah here. Just checking in again. And today... we were just talking. So we're talking about some stuff. As you know, Sarah runs a couple drop-in daycares. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she opened one.
In 2017.
Right. And then we got the second one going in.
2020.
Right.
2020, 3 years later.
So 3 years later, right? And then.
It's 2025. We're a couple years behind on that third one.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we're a couple years behind. But some things happened, right?
Yep.
Like we weren't allowed to go outside for a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so kind of a big deal.
That's a huge deal when you're trying to watch kids.
Yep.
Right? So, so we were talking, you know, so she's talking, obviously she's talking about maybe doing another one and getting that going. Mm-hmm. And really we're just talking about how it's about scale, right? And, mm-hmm. and how to put things together. And sometimes you can grow too fast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you always hear the go big or go home stuff, which is true. But a lot of times people go out of business. A lot of times people don't work out. It doesn't work out what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Not because they don't have a good product. It's because they might have took on too much too soon.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely agree with that.
So, yeah. So, what do you... So, just kind of go back to what we were talking about when she got started is, you know, she's in a 1,500 square foot space.
Right. Which we actually... We put a lot of thought into that. The 1,500 square foot space, how big we wanted it to be. I mean, you can get licensed for 100 kids, but do you really want to have the capacity to hold 100 kids in a building is the question.
Yeah.
So I think in a daycare setting, drop-in setting is a little bit different. Obviously, we don't want 100 kids in there at one time. So you're really trying to think realistically as far as how many children will be in here on average at once. So you were the one with the idea where we don't need it to be huge.
Right. Cause like she said average, she said peak, mm-hmm. right? So when you're running a warehouse or distribution center, mm-hmm. you kind of look at peak to average ratio. So like, what is the building going to be like most of the time? Right. And you want to kind of craft it around what it's going to be most of the time. You may need to flex up a little bit. You may need to flex down a little bit based on who's in there and who's not in there, but you don't want to basically build it for the max capacity at all times, mm-hmm. because you got to pay for that space.
Right. Even when there's not max capacity in there.
Exactly. So like, so when she said 1500 square feet in the building that we're in Mount Juliet, it's 4,500 square feet, the entire building. And at the time it was brand new space, mm-hmm. and you were the first tenant in the building.
Yep. I got to pick the end unit. I was excited.
Pick the end unit. Then mm-hmm. the reason why I picked the end unit for two reasons. One, it had windows. Mm-hmm. And there's something else that we found out that we didn't know. We actually got lucky.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah, we did.
Because what? Why did we pick the... What is the
key? It was
what
a
is the
huge
key?
Shell. So with the drop-in in Tennessee and probably with a regular daycare center as well, you need a firewall, right?
So the rule is... You can have, you notice, you need sprinklers. Well, actually, we shouldn't even tell you all this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
we're not going to tell you all the secrets. But all I'm going to say is, it's because that's part of the reason why we are, it's basically, for compliance reasons, it's best to have an in-unit if you're going to mm-hmm. run a daycare like mm-hmm. that. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to leave. We're going to leave it at that. So, yeah. But we had the option. and there was a moon in the middle. Mm-hmm. And we're like, hey, you want to grab this one too?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we had the option to have both.
It would have given us 3,000 square feet, which would have given us a capacity of what, like, how many kids?
Let's see, 72.
This is say double what we got, yeah. Right? So 72 children. Mm-hmm. And the landlord actually said, hey, man, are you sure you want to do that? Mm-hmm. And we're like, yeah, man, you know, we did the math, business plan, it all sound great.
Yep.
And we thought about it, and we were like, you know what? We won't do that. We'll just take our space, and then we'll grow into it. Mm-hmm. Right? And it takes me back to a couple stories, right? So we were building, you know, I'm a warehouse guy. And that's what you do. It's peak to average ratio. It is always building, you know, for what you usually do. And there's always a ramp up and a ramp down. So it takes me back to a couple of stories. Well, one, I'm going to talk about this. So working at UPS for years, you got a fleet of trucks. And you got to remember, so I'm at UPS, I'm probably 26 or 27 years old. Like, again, I told you before, I don't even know why they let people that young in charge. Like, we were in charge of a lot of stuff.
I just think it was different back in the day. I mean, I'm not saying anything about the younger generation now, but I just feel like it was a whole different breed.
No.
You don't think so?
I'm just telling you right now, they entrusted me with a lot of responsibility, right? It's responsible for a lot of stuff. And looking back, I'm like, man, there's no way I would trust this dude. Trust me with that stuff, right? But one example I'm going to give you is, if you look at Christmas time, right? So this, you guys can relate to this. Mm. So when you look at Christmas time, you see a bunch of all these crazy trucks out there, like these rent-a-trucks with these, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like box trucks. You see these different delivery vehicles. Mm-hmm. And they have a placard on the side. And it has like a car number on it.
Okay.
And it says UPS or FedEx or wherever it is. Well, I used to be like, man, the Friday after Thanksgiving, it used to be a fun day at work for us. So the Wednesday before, actually, it was a really fun day at work when you worked in delivery, because all the supervisors would get in these vans with the managers, mm-hmm. and we would drive to the rental car place and pick up hundreds of those box trucks, and we would just go back and forth. So it was like we had a free day at work. We ain't got to do nothing. We were so responsible for what we were responsible for, but we got to like leave the building. We got to like go get these cars. Mm. And I'd be like, man, we got money. Why are we renting all these cars every year? Why don't we just buy the cars? Mm-hmm. And they're like, Gerard, if we bought an $80,000 truck, 200 of them, they'd be sitting parked on that fence for 11 months out of the year. And you use them for 1 month out of the year. So we were basically, what we're just trying to do was be a waste of money. You got to go taxes, insurance, maintenance. He's a driver. It's just cheaper. It's hard for us to deliver out of these trucks for 1 month, but it's better to deliver out of a truck out of 1 month opposed to keeping the truck on the books for 12 months. Mm-hmm. It made our job super difficult for a month. But it was like, you know, we didn't want to build the fleet mm-hmm. for 1 month, mm-hmm. right? So that was that. I learned that makes 20 sense. Years ago, mm-hmm. 22 years ago. And then another part is when we got into the warehousing. So, like, you know, I remember we used to build our warehouse for peak to average ratio, right? So we would look at the peak and we look at the average. And same thing, we were building these warehouses, trying to add all this stuff. And we're trying to add capacity. And I was like, well, man, this isn't big enough for our Christmas season. Like, this doesn't hold the build. This doesn't hold enough. Mm-hmm. So with you, right, what is a good sweet spot for you is like 20 or something mm-hmm. like that, right?
Yep.
And you don't want to be at your peak. Because right. What happens at peak? What is it like in there when it's max capacity? Mm-hmm. What is it like in there?
It's just chaos.
It's busy.
It's busy.
Right?
Yeah, that's a nice word for it.
So the question I have for you is, would you rather have...
Would you rather...
Huh?
No, you know how the trend right now is, would you rather...
Would you rather...
Yeah.
We're going to do that. We're going to do this. Okay, sure. So would you rather uh-huh. have a consistent flow of people in there that'll make you money, or would you just want to be maxed out at peak all the time?
The first option.
First option. Mm-hmm. Because if you're at peak, you're running on full, you're basically just keeping it going the whole time. Right. Like, you got too much going on.
Too much going on.
Right? And you're paying your people the same rate, whether they're running around trying to manage everything or not. Mm-hmm. So same thing happened was we're trying to build this warehouse. And I'm looking at, and then the consultants, right? We're trying to sell us on, like, the warehouse module we're trying to get. And, of course, they want us to get all the most expensive stuff. Mm-hmm. They want
bells and whistles.
They're trying to sell us all the stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, man, yeah, we'll take all that. And my boss mm-hmm. comes up to me and was like, hey, man, what's your problem? He goes, what are you doing? I was like, man, I'm trying to, like, we're going to build this warehouse. He was like, but the average, you're, for 10 months out of the year, here's your average. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And he was like, Gerard, you never build the church for Easter Sunday. You say, you don't, you say, look, you know what that means? That sounds crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Does that sound crazy?
I get it.
But you know what it is? I mean, you know what it is? On what day of the year is the church full?
Easter Sunday.
Everybody shows up on Easter Sunday. And guess what happens on Easter Sunday? They got these fold-out tables. They got these fold-out chairs. Mm-hmm. They got all this stuff, mm-hmm. right? Because if they built the church for Easter Sunday, none of y'all go to church any other day of the year. Mm-hmm. Half of y'all. Some of y'all only go to church on Sunday. Easter Sunday, that's it. Mm-hmm. So he looked at me and was like, never build a church for Easter Sunday. And I've always remembered that because it is. And it is an analogy to say, like, hey, everybody shows up on Easter Sunday. So they bring out fold-out chairs and tables. So same thing. In your daycare, mm-hmm. whenever you're running at your average, you decide to, when it gets busy, you bring in another person. You mm-hmm. you open up this room over here. You kind of, mm-hmm. and you manage that for a while. You have to manage it. Then you go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So same thing. We run in a bunch of trucks for a month and then we go back to normal. But we don't carry that cost mm-hmm. the entire time. Because if you had to heat and cool a church all year long, the collection plate would be this big. Mm-hmm. Because they'd have to keep more money in the church, right? So, you know, whatever it is, right? So then let's talk about this scaling in general, right? So it's easy. You see some of these businesses that come out and they open 5-6 locations at one time. Mm-hmm. Well, it's too big. How you manage all that, mm-hmm. right? So sometimes you got to perfect the processes, the procedures that you got and what you already have, and then you can copy and paste and make some adjustments from there, right?
Right. No, I agree with that. I mean, we wanted to definitely scale, and we still are scaling, but on a slower level, because we realized with the second building that there were things that we did not have in place that we needed to have in place before we could even move any further.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then things change, mm-hmm. right? The yep. laws change, yep. the regulations laws change.
Regulations change every year. They review regulations that we're supposed to know as soon as it comes out.
So instead of going back, and so it's kind of good that you kind of opened the second one. And we even mm-hmm. said yesterday, well, mm-hmm. we don't know if that was the greatest idea at the time, mm-hmm. but you know what? We're making it a great idea.
Yes. And yeah.
Right?
Right. And it's actually helped us to figure a lot of things out moving forward. So when we are able to scale, we know what to do.
Yeah. So, you know, so like I said, overextend your reach early mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. You got to kind of perfect the things mm-hmm. and never build a church for Easter Sunday.
Because you don't know what you don't know until you know it.
You don't know. And so you have this, we would have this big old open, we would have had two space, we would be in serious trouble if we took in on 3,000 square feet mm-hmm. at the time, mm-hmm. doubling the capacity when you only reach capacity
a couple days a year.
And for how many hours a couple days a year?
Just, yeah, not too many. Not the whole day.
Not even the whole day.
No, not the whole day.
So don't build a church for Easter Sunday. Don't do it. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's it.
All right, cool. That's all we got today on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you guys. See ya.
Bye.